Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. Hello friends, my name is Gabe and welcome to
Studio Classroom. We are starting off our lesson with a talk about it question. How do you greet the people you meet?
What a great question, because there's a rhyme in there and I love rhymes. How do you greet the people you meet? Explain. Well, often, I mean, if it's somebody that I know, then I'll say, hey, or what's up? Or how, I don't say, how do you do? What do you say?
Hey, I guess.
Just hey?
I haven't really thought about it before.
Do you ever say, how are you, in passing to somebody, and then just keep walking by?
I don't think so.
Because that's a common greeting.
It is common.
Yeah, people might say, hey, how are you? And then they keep going by. They're not actually planning on stopping to hear your full answer, because actually that's kind of what we expect these days. Even with a question like, how are you? Someone could just simply reply, how are you back? Or hey, back. So these are different ways that we greet each other. So how do you greet the people that you meet in your own language or in English? Let's get right into today's lesson.
Greetings around the world. Seven ways people in other countries welcome one another. From Chile to Cambodia, many cultures have interesting ways of saying hello. Greetings run the gamut, from air kisses to nose bumps. Greetings reflect cultural values, like respect, friendship, or humility, and help people feel connected.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看名词Humility, 也就是谦逊、谦虚。来看例句。Despite her fame, the author accepted the award with genuine humility. 尽管很有名气，但这位作者仍心存谦卑接受了奖项。他的形容词是 humble, 也就是谦虚的，也是指简陋的。譬如 ,graciously welcoming his unexpected guests inside, the elderly man said,Welcome to my humble home. 这位老先生亲切地欢迎意外来访的客人，说道，欢迎来到寒舍。Humble 也可以当动词，意思是使谦卑。譬如 She was humbled by the outpouring of support from the community after her accident. 她在发生意外后受到社区大力的支持，让她感到受之有愧。
Okay, friends, so our article today is called Greetings Around the World. We are going to look at the different ways people greet each other in many different cultures and countries. We read here, seven ways people in other countries welcome one another.
Okay, from Chile to Cambodia, many cultures have interesting ways of saying hello. Greetings run the gamut from air kisses to nose bumps. Let's take a look at a couple of things in that sentence. What does it mean to run the gamut?
Okay, if you run the gamut or if something runs the gamut, it means that it includes the full range of something. Here's an example. The festival shows run the gamut from music to art.
All right, that is a little bit of a range, right? So here we're talking about running the gamut from air kisses to nose bumps. Well, what is an air kiss? It's a kiss made in the air near someone's cheek. So it's not just using your hand.
That's blowing a kiss.
That's blowing a kiss. When you kiss your hand, and you make that movement. It's blowing a kiss. And air kiss is kiss made in the air near someone's cheek.
That's right. So sometimes in other countries, friends will greet each other with air kisses. We also see something else interesting here, nose bumps. A bump is a light touch or a hit, and sometimes this is done as a friendly gesture.
And we use bumps and other types of greetings as well. For example, Anne-Marie, give me a little fist bump right now.
Yeah, fist bump. There we go. So it's just like a light touch or a hit, and it's a friendly thing to do. So you might greet each other with a fist bump.
What about a fist nose bump?
That's a punch.
That's a punch.
That's not a greeting.
Oh, that's not a greeting at all. It is kind of interesting. You can have a nose bump, you can have a fist bump, but not a fist nose
bump. Two nose bump.
No, that's a good thing to keep in mind. Good thing. Okay. Greetings reflect cultural values like respect, friendship, or humility. Well, let's talk about cultural values here.
Okay, cultural values have to do with beliefs or traditions, and these are important to a cultural group. And of course, sometimes cultural groups, this could be talking about the people in a specific country, or sometimes one country has different cultures in it, or sometimes a culture could span over multiple different countries. It just kind of depends on which group you're talking about.
That's right. But I think around the world, respecting our elders or honoring our parents is a cultural value. That's not just limited to one culture, but a lot of different cultures. Can you talk about some other cultural values in English, friends? So we're talking here about respect, friendship, humility. These are all very important values, and they help people feel connected.
And different cultures might value these things one above the other, so it depends on which one of those that culture values. Let's learn more about this right now, friends, with our next reading.
Greetings around the world. In Oman and the United Arab Emirates, a greeting consists of touching noses while shaking hands. In New Zealand, the indigenous people press their noses and heads together while breathing in one another's breath for a traditional greeting. Air kisses are a popular form of welcome in Chile, Portugal, Spain, and France, among others. Mano po is a greeting in the Philippines that shows respect toward one's elder. This is done by placing the back of an older person's hand on the front of one's head.
Consist of 是指由什么组成。 来看个例句, His diet mainly consisted of fruits and vegetables, though he also enjoyed the occasional steak. 他的饮食主要包括水果和蔬菜, 但偶尔也会吃牛排。 Consist 的名词是 consistency, 意思是一致性或浓稠度。 譬如, The consistency of the sauce was too thick, so she added more broth. 这个酱汁的浓稠度太浓, 所以她多加了一些汤汁。 它的形容词是 consistent, 是指持续的, 一致的。 譬如, Her consistent efforts led to noticeable improvement in her health. 她持续的努力使得她的健康有了明显的改善。
Okay, friends, now we're going to look at some specific greetings around the world. How does our article continue?
Well, in Oman and the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, a greeting consists of touching noses while shaking hands. Touching noses while shaking hands.
I think the noses might touch in this, not you touch your own nose. Or maybe...
Oh, I think you're right.
Okay.
You're right. So you touch, okay, both of your noses touch each other, and you also shake hands. It gets very close. It's very intimate.
Very. Uh-huh. All right, we have another intimate one here, too. In New Zealand, the indigenous people press their noses and heads together while breathing in one another's breath for a traditional greeting. We have a couple things we want to take a look at in this sentence. The first one is that word indigenous. Now here we're specifically talking about indigenous peoples. These are people who originated in that place, or native peoples.
That's right. So we could talk about indigenous peoples, or we could talk about animals or other things in life, like plants, that are indigenous to an area. For example, kangaroos are indigenous to Australia.
Okay, we see something else in this sentence as well. To breathe something in. If you're breathing something in, it means you're taking air in or something into your lungs. You could breathe in different things like a scent or fresh air.
Or maybe some bad things, like for example, James started coughing after breathing in smoke. Speaking of bad things, Anne-Marie, do you know what halitosis is?
Halitosis is clinical bad breath.
Yeah, it's bad breath. It could be like, you know, actually because of some medical condition.
Or rotting teeth.
Rotting teeth or something from your stomach, right? Mm-hmm. You know where I'm going with this? I would be
wouldn't want to breathe in someone's halitosis.
Yeah, this is what I would be concerned about if I was in New Zealand greeting someone like this. Mm-hmm. You know, because you don't want to breathe in someone's bad breath. And likewise, you don't want someone else to breathe in your bad breath.
There's not many people's breath I would want to breathe in.
No, so maybe this isn't the greeting for you, Anne-Marie.
Not the greeting for me.
Okay,
let's look at some other options here. Air kisses are a popular form of welcome in Chile, Portugal, Spain, and France, among others. This is something I did know about. So a form of something just means a type of something.
That's right. For example, basketball is a form of exercise, just like running is. And so our lesson says, air kisses are a popular form of welcome in Chile, Portugal, Spain, France, among others. Mano po is a greeting in the Philippines that shows respect toward one's elder. So it's a specific way of greeting someone who is a little older than you.
Okay, so that is what this word elder means, right? This is someone who's older, or sometimes we use it to talk about someone who is more respected. It's not necessarily like an old person, necessarily.
No.
It could be just someone who is more advanced in age than you are.
Yeah, or maybe has a higher rank in some way. Mm. That's maybe a little more obvious.
Sometimes we say about siblings too, right? Mm-hmm. The elder sister, that just means the older sister.
Right, exactly. And I know they do have specific terms for older brother and older sister in Tagalog and the other Filipino languages. But we're talking here about how people greet each other there. This is done by placing the back of an older person's hand on the front of one's head. Placing the back of the older person's hand on the front of your head.
Okay.
So I'm the older person here, Anne-Marie.
Okay.
So I guess it's you taking my hand.
And you put it
right there.
I don't know. I've never seen this done before.
Maybe that's the greeting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you should look this up online, friends,
to
get it exactly right.
Trying to get to see if you have a fever.
That is one way to check for fever as well.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. You know, I don't know which of these greetings I would be most comfortable with or least comfortable with, but one thing is for certain, there are a lot of interesting ways to greet people around the world.
There certainly are. We're going to talk about a few more of them in just a moment, right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Show respect. You don't have to bow, kneel, or sing a dramatic theme song, but if you want to respect someone, you do need to show it. In English, we don't usually say we give or make respect. We say we show respect. And that's not about flashy actions, it's about behavior. For example, we should show respect to our elders. He shows respect in the way he dresses for formal events. It could be how you speak, how you listen, or even just not checking your phone during our deep dive here. Come on now, I see you. Show is a special verb here. We use it with abstract ideas to mean express something through actions, even if it's not visible. Check these out. Show kindness. Show gratitude. Show interest. Show support. None of these are physical objects, but we can still show them by how we act. So next time you want to show something, make sure it's something good, and maybe save the dramatic theme song for later. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Greetings around the world. The preference in many Western countries for a proper greeting is a firm handshake, and fist bump greetings are common among the younger generation today. Yet people in some other cultures prefer greeting one another without touching. In Thailand, India, Nepal, Cambodia, Laos, and Japan, for example, people are welcomed with a bow. No matter how the welcome is performed, physical greetings allow people to convey thoughts and feelings with gestures that often speak louder than words.
He expressed a strong preference for outdoor activities over indoor ones. 他表达自己偏好户外活动远胜过室内活动。动词是 prefer, 重音在第二音节，意思呢是偏好或是更喜欢。譬如 ,some students prefer to study in quiet environment, while others need background music to help them concentrate.有些学生喜欢在安静的环境下读书，而另一些人则需要背景音乐来帮助他们专心。另外 ,preferable 是形容词，表示更可取的或更合适的。譬如 ,traveling by train is preferable to flying for short distances. 短距离旅行时搭火车比搭飞机更合适。以上就是今天的 Language Lab, 我们下次见。
Okay, friends, we still have a few more greetings to take a look at. Here is one I am much more familiar with, the handshake.
Oh, Anne-Marie, finally, the handshake.
Comfortable with that one.
And that's exactly what it is. It's holding someone's hand and maybe shaking it a little bit to greet them. And we use handshakes for actually a lot of different reasons, not just to greet one another, but maybe after youhave an agreement with somebody, mm-hmm. or sign a contract, you can seal the deal with a handshake.
And it can be a sign of respect as well. If you meet someone for the first time and you learn their name, a lot of times we shake hands and say the person's name after mm-hmm. if we've learned it at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, you do have to be careful about the way you shake someone's hand. The amount of pressure that you give can mean different things. If you squeeze someone's hand really hard and really look them in the eye, it mm-hmm. can beA form of intimidation to the other person.
Yeah, that's true. And the fact is, people shake hands differently depending on the cultures that they come from as well. Even though handshakes may be things that a lot of people around the world will do, but I think in North America, it's very common to have a nice, firm, we would say a firm handshake. Whereas here, I've met people who kind of do this, Anne-Marie. It's just very, it's kind of like shaking like a fish.
And then you don't stop. You、
this、
don't know when to stop.
This is the fish handshake.
The fish shake.
Yeah, or like I've seen that people describe as the garbage man's handshake. You know, it's kind of like really.
It's awful.
No, I'm just playing. But yeah, there's different ways to hold or to shake someone's hand. And I think the thing that you want to keep in mind is don't be surprised. Like if you go somewhere else,to another culture and they do something and it, you know, maybe the handshake was too firm, like don't get offended. And the same thing, you know, when someone comes to your culture and they do something that they may be used to, well, just go with it because you're learning something about the way they do things.
A good rule of thumb is if you're going to go to another culture or another country and interact with those people mm-hmm. in the native culture there, you should definitely do some research first. It's not hard to do. We have the internet, we have books, just look it up first and don't be caught off guard.
Exactly, don't be caught off guard. That means don't be surprised too much. Well, we've talked a lot about handshakes, but that's good. It's a good thing to keep in mind. Let's talk about another kind of bump, and we actually demonstrated this earlier, and that is a fist bump. Let's do it again. This is a greeting made by just touching fists.
That's right. Ben and Max gave each other a fist bump as a greeting. Sometimes in Western culture, we give each other fist bumps when someone has done something that we want to congratulate them for, or maybe they've scored a point when they're playing a sport.
Yeah, or maybe it's COVID. And everybody doesn't want to give high fives or handshakes, and so they just touch each other with the outside of their hands, and that's one way to do it, is by giving a fist bump.
A little more hygienic, that is true.
That's true. A lot of people have started doing it since COVID. But anyway, fist bump greetings are common among the younger generation today. Let's take a look at that word, generation.
When we're talking about a specific generation, we're talking about a group of people born around the same time. So each generation has its own trends, its own fashion trends, its own way of greeting each other, and oftentimes its own vocabulary as well. Yet people in some other cultures prefer greeting one another without touching. In Thailand, India, Nepal, Cambodia, Laos, and Japan, for example, people are welcomed with a bow.
Anne-Marie, I get the feeling that this is probably something a little more comfortable for you,
yes,
right?
That's
greeting,
true.
greeting other people without actually touching in any way.
Much more comfortable.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one of these countries, by the way?
I have. I've been to Japan before.
And they do greet each other like that,
they
right?
They do, yes.
Yeah.
I think some people here do as well. I have noticed that, especially in more formal situations, people will sometimes give a little bow.
Yeah. Here, I will give like a nod of my head to people as I say hi to them. That's totally common. But there's nothing indicated about status in that movement. But I think in certain countries like Japan, it's like if you are the superior, then you don't bow as much as the other person does.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So anyway, different things that we learn as we go along, right? But we read on here, no matter how the welcome is performed, physical greetings allow people to convey thoughts and feelings with gestures that often speak louder than words.
Now we see this phrase, no matter how, friends. This means that you're showing something happens in every case.
That's right. No matter how busy she is, Emily always calls her mom. Can you think of another way to use that phrase? Another thing we want to talk about here is the word convey. To convey means to communicate in most situations or to show somehow.
For example, a smile can convey happiness. It shows happiness. Well, friends, we have reached the end of this lesson, but before we go, we have to go to today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来学被动语态。 句型是 主词加be动词加过去分词，表示主词被什么动作影响，它不是动作的执行者。be动词会依时态与主词人称而改变形式，进行式时态和完成时态等也可以配合被动语态来使用。被动语态适用于书面语或是正式文体，以及不需要特别说明动作的执行者。来看个例句。 The report will be submitted next Monday. 该报告将于下周一提交。
Friends, I've really enjoyed learning about different greetings around the world, and I hope you have as well. Before we go today, let's review a little bit about what we learned.
Well, I learned that if you go to New Zealand and you want to experience an indigenous greeting, that you might need to expect breathing in someone else's breath as part of the process. That's okay. And actually, I think I would really enjoy greeting, you know, someone from the Maui tribe like that, the Maoris. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. Anne-Marie,
I don't think I would necessarily enjoy that as much, but it is a very interesting tradition. And I think a good thing to remember about traditions is there's usually a reason why it's done or a deeper meaning behind it. So even if it feels strange or odd to me, it might just be because I don't know the reason why.
Well, friends, what do you think about all this? We are out of time.
So, friends, we will see you next time. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name's Gabe. Not greeting, but saying goodbye. See you next time.
Bye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.